Central Ward. Central Ward councillors are Councillor George Blenkhorn. Phone 0429 139 902. Email g.blenkhorn, that's B-L-E-N-K-H-O-R-N, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Kate Lempriere, phone 0427 371263. Email k.lempriere, that's k.lemprierre, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jodie Owen, phone 0427 294893. Email j.owen, that's j.owen, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Colin Ross, phone 0428 598 491. Email c.ross, that's r-o-s-s, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Amazing sporting facility on the way. Excitement is building among soccer enthusiasts as IYU Recreation Reserve continues to take shape. The new reserve in Henry Row Pakenham will be Cardinia Shire's premier soccer facility and the best of its kind in southeast Melbourne. With soccer one of the Shire's fastest growing sports, a legion of players of all ages are looking forward to completion of this state-of-the-art facility. It is hoped to be ready for play by the winter 2016 season. Stage 1, now complete. This includes a full-sized senior soccer field and a multi-use pitch that can be used as two junior fields or a single senior field. Each of the fields has a sand base, drainage, irrigation, drought-tolerant turf and access to a sustainable water source. Grass was planted in spring 2015. Stage 2, a pavilion, an all-weather synthetic soccer pitch, sports lighting, a playground and half-court basketball court will be constructed at the reserve in 2016. Stage 2 will take approximately 2 years to complete. Future stages. In accordance with the IYU Reserve Master Plan, the reserve will also ultimately include an athletics facility featuring a synthetic track and a dedicated pavilion. Timing of this component will be subject to available funds. What's in a name? The name IYU pays homage to the former 5,200-hectare IYU run in Pakenham, established in the 1800s and thought to be Australia's largest dairy farm. Picture captions. Caption 1. Players from Pakenham United Football Club are looking forward to IYU being ready for play. Caption 2. Council's project engineer Stuart Pike is part of the team working on the construction of the reserve. End captions. Advocacy on Gateway. Efforts to improve a key entry point into Pakenham are a continuing priority. The Bald Hill Road roundabout is where two of the main roads into Pakenham meet. Central Ward councillors are stepping up calls for the Victorian Government to undertake works to beautify the area and improve traffic flows. Long traffic queues occur at this roundabout, especially in the morning rush hour, and this is compounded when the railway crossing is closed for a train to pass, Councillor George Blenkhorn said. Businesses on Bald Hill Road are being affected as their customers avoid the area at busy times. As an important entry point into town, it leaves a lot to be desired. Councillor Kate Lempriere said Council would continue to advocate to Vic Roads for improvements to remedy these problems. Picture caption. Councillors George Blenkhorn and Kate Lempriere at the congested intersection of Bald Hill and Racecourse Roads in Pakenham. End caption. Wait for toilets will soon be over. People enjoying the lake at Lakeside Pakenham will no longer have to wait to go, with toilets on their way. Toilets with all-ability access will be constructed at the western end of the lake once the master plan for this area has been finalised and community consultation is completed. They are expected to be ready to use in the middle of 2016. Mayor Councillor Jodie Owen thanked the residents who advocated for the amenities. The sheltered barbecue and playground make it a popular place. The new toilets will further improve the area and make life easier for families. Shop local, reap benefit. Supporting the economy by shopping locally this Christmas is a great way to invest in the community. Councillor Kate Lempriere encouraged residents to purchase gifts and other festive shopping from local businesses. Shopping locally protects jobs and helps build a strong economic foundation for the area, Councillor Lemprier said. Lunch, a special Christmas gift. Christmas lunch will again be served to people in our shire who would otherwise spend the day alone, thanks to the efforts of Pakenham resident Sue Johns and her band of helpers. Sue and her team have been hosting a free lunch on Christmas Day since 1987. Council is proud to support the community lunch, which is also supported by several local businesses. You can register to attend the lunch at one of the Pakenham locations listed below by Wednesday, 16th of December. Living and Learning, 6B Henry Street. Terry's Pakenham Discounts, 134 Main Street. Pakenham Opportunity Shop, 6 Station Street. Picture caption. Cardinia Community Christmas Lunch organiser Sue Johns with Councillor Kate Lemprier. End caption.